This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Peter in Eastlake tweets both myself and Daryl. Daryl, you and Owen need to talk some more sense into him. So I guess he's team.
Listen. We've been doing this for 7 hours now, going back to yesterday. I have raised the white flag on trying to talk any sense into you.
Have I really been that unsensible?
I am channeling my inner French lineage and surrendering.
I don't think it's that crazy. I don't know.
It is.
God forbid I try to get people excited about training camp tomorrow in an upcoming season where...
Well, you're not going to get them excited by talking about the first 6 weeks of the Browns schedule.
I think I can if I sell them on the fact that I don't know that it's as daunting as it seems.
Okay.
Listen, Darryl, we see teams get off to slow starts all the time.
Listen, I just said they're starting the season 1-0.
That's been your only selling point, though. That's the thing that sticks at me, is that it's maybe and hope. There's no.
Oh, isn't that every Browns season is maybe
no? No, I'm not even talking about the Browns right now. You're asking for six other teams to factor in the negative direction of that. Not just that you're asking that the Browns come out hot and things go their way for 6 weeks,
yeah,
right?
You could have sold it better if you said, hey, the Browns are going to have. The quarterback competition is going to be beneficial to them. They're going to pick the right guy, whether it's Flacco, Pickett, or the rookies. They're going to come out firing against the Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. So a 2-0 start, which is going to allow them to build their cut. See, it's not the premise. It's you. Yeah. You well, sold it so poorly. When you're like,
I don't think I sold it
the Bengals,
poorly.
They start slow
every year.
The Ravens started 0-2. The Packers might come in and stub their toe because they don't have their house in order. And
then
they could go to like you got to think.
No,
I gotta sell it right.
I think the premise of my argument is sound. Like I understand that
they're going to stink and the Browns are going to lock into a fast start.
I understand that you're leaning on a lot of like what has to happen to other teams, and I understand that like there's a lot the Browns. To figure out. We have to watch training camp happen. Who they do pick at quarterback is going to matter. But here's what I would say.
You think?
Here's what I would say. I'm going into training camp, and my expectation is that when this thing ends, sitting here today right now, this is my stance, I think Joe Flacco is the quarterback. And if Joe Flacco is the quarterback, and these things that we've talked about throughout the show, we talked to John Greco about, hey, offensive line is good to go start the season, that they're getting back to the Kevin Stefanski offense, which we think is going to be super beneficial. I think part of the reason I think Flacco's going to start, by the way, is because of all the quarterbacks in this room and with a team right now that has questions at receiver, young running back room. Granted, Quinshon might not be there for the start of the year. I get that. And you need a guy with, like, Flacco makes guys around him better. That we know. Because in 2023, he turned David Njoku into a Pro Bowler pretty much single-handedly. He made Elijah Moore look like the wide receiver that was going to be like their wide receiver two to Amari Cooper for a couple games, where it was like, hey, where's this guy been? So If Joe Flacco starts the season, and you know he's got chemistry now with Cedric Tillman and the guys through camp, he can get Harold Fannin involved. He's got the connection with David Njoku already built in. He's got Jerry Jeudy out there, and you feel like the offense is going to be better than last year and competent. And yes, a lot of this does bank on they have to have a solid camp offensively, especially because we saw last year they couldn't even get plays off against the Vikings in those joint practices. It was a disaster. So they do have to have a strong camp to then, yes, if these other teams are going to get off to slow starts, they do have to get off to a hot start. And I admit that's a big feat for a Browns team that tends not to do that.
No, actually, you're wrong. Under Kevin Stefanski,
they have had better starts.
September, actually, the first 6 weeks of the seasons are usually the best.
Okay.
So
there you go.
That's how you're supposed to be selling this. Not that, well, these other teams are, you
I
know,
agree. Getting you get no credit for this if okay. Daryl's doing the selling for you.
Well, yeah. Daryl's on my team now, so it's all
no,
good.
No, I'm not
well,
on your team.
You two can have your team.
All of a sudden, he's like, hey, Kevin Stefanski does get off the hot starts. But that's my point. If
no, your point is that the other teams are going to come in here and just be inferior.
That's not what I'm saying.
That's exactly what you're saying.
I'm just saying, like, the arbitrary parameters that we put on teams entering the season of, like, well, that team's definitely going to be good, and that team's definitely going to be bad. It's arbitrary. It's not rooted in anything other than, like, well, they sucked last year, so they must suck again this year. And, well, they're good. They were good last year, so they're going to be good again this year. The Vikings might suck. Guys, we don't know anything about J.J. McCarthy as a quarterback. What if the Vikings are hot garbage? Like, we don't know.
Okay, now they're 2-4. Give me more, Spencer. Sell me more.
Ravens start 0-2. You beat the Ravens. Now you're 3-3.
No, you can't say they're 0-2. Why are they 0-2?
Because they got off to a slow start last year. They're going to get off to a slow start again this year.
Have a different one.
Joe Flacco's going to ball out first 2 weeks of the season. There you go.
Joe Flacco's going to go into Baltimore and stick it to his former team.
That's a good sell job. Now they're 3-3.
I think we have...
Salesman Daryl Ryder. As always, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He joins us right here. You get him for 4 hours.
Why am I doing a better job selling this than you are?
I think we have created a boogeyman out of the opening stretch of the season that it doesn't have to be. It seems daunting, yes, but some of these games may not be as hard as they seem once we get to the season, once we get down to the nits and grits, once the pads are on, and once the teams start playing. That's all I'm saying. Let's go to Demos and Shaker. What's up, Demos?
Spencer, I'm telling you, sorry, my dog's barking there, but you are not old enough or cynical enough to understand the Browns and their history here of the last 25 years. I mean, the NFL is set up for parity, okay? Every year, if you have a bad year,
doesn't that help my argument if it's set up for parity that, like, sometimes teams aren't going to be as strong as we think they're going to be year to year?
Where do we stand in the last 25 years among all NFL teams?
The worst. They are the worst.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to,
or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What does the last 25 years have to do with 2025? We say that all the time, right? We say that all the time. Like, well, hey, all the failed quarterbacks, that doesn't impact the quarterback that they draft next year, potentially be their franchise guy. Why is that a burden that why is that a cross he has to bear? He has nothing to do with those guys. So what does the last 25 years have to do with right now?
It's the management structure of this team is inept, and they cannot put together a winning team, and they've proven it. 25 years is not an anomaly statistically. We've got the crappiest front office. We rewarded a guy by rehiring the guy that made the worst trade in NFL history for Deshaun Watson, and now we lost a running back. We lost a guy on defense that was potentially starter, and you're sitting here like talking about how every other team's going to fall down and somehow the Browns are going to rise up out of the muck that they've lived in for 25 years. Sorry.
All right, Dima. So I want to clarify something because I'm not trying to sit here and say that like all these six teams they play at the beginning of the season are just going to be hot garbage. That wasn't the premise of my argument. That it like just write it off as none of these teams are any good. I'm just saying, like, can we really point to that stretch of the schedule and know for a fact that every single one of those teams in those games that we think is going to be a big, big challenge and is going to be such a hard game for them, and that's going to make that it's all going to be tough matchups.
Hey, you know
what? They're all going to be as good as we think they're going to be. Because I think year to year we do that, right? How many times have we make predictions on the station? We sit here and we say, like, I have this team in the Super Bowl and I have that team in the Super Bowl, and then it doesn't always come to fruition. Sometimes we think teams are going to be good. Sometimes I don't think people thought that Washington was going to be as good. I don't think they thought Jaden Daniels would make that team ascend as quickly as he did. I thought they thought Washington would be like a middle-of-the-road team after having a high draft pick last year. They figured it out. So year to year, these things do change. That's all I'm saying. Yes, I'm not saying I'm not even saying, like, what Demos was, I think, implying is, like, I'm going to sit here and I'm trying to sell you on they're going to be a playoff team. I'm not predicting they're going to be a playoff team. All I'm saying is, like, we've looked at this beginning stretch of the schedule, made a boogeyman out of it, and said, well, hey, just don't even count that part of the schedule as getting really any wins. Just say, yeah, maybe one. Maybe they get one out of it. How do we know they maybe don't steal another one or two just based off of the fact that, like, sometimes teams get off to slow starts, sometimes teams aren't who we think they are? Because we're all forecasting this off of last year, and things have changed since in the calendar year since last season happened. That's all I'm trying to say.
My only argument against you is that you're right. Things have changed. They've also changed for the Browns, and they weren't in the positive direction.
Well, but they
you bring four quarterbacks in and you don't know who it is, and now we're getting closer to the season and you don't know who it is, that has not given me any vibe that tells me today on July 22nd that they're going to be better or sneak one away. Now, maybe by August 22nd, I feel different. Maybe we've seen stuff now that tells me that something has changed within the, not the organization, but the actual team built, right? Well, and I haven't seen anything, and I'm not going to be one of those guys. I know a lot of people did on a lot of different stations in town during OTAs and minicamp started charting passes from Shedeur Sanders or Dylan Gabriel or Joe Flacco or whoever it was. If you're taking that and adding that into your equation right now, you're playing a fool's game. Yeah, plain and simple. You're playing a fool's game.
I didn't do all that during OTAs and all that. All I'm saying is, and you're right, the quarterback thing is the big question, but I guess I would push back and say this, like, we know what now that we know how bad Deshaun Watson was last year, now that we know how bad the offense was last year, like, do you feel like at least if you start Joe Flacco, for example, that the offense has a chance to be better than it was a year ago? Like, do you buy into the idea that, like, the quarterback situation is theoretically better than what Deshaun Watson was giving you last year when you started the season?
No. Deshaun was bad, and then they continued to play football games after him, and so was Jameis, and so was DTR. They were bad, right? But it wasn't just Jameis threw games away, right? He threw that Denver game away. And had they won that Denver game, I think the outcome of the season goes differently. There was a point in the year when they just said, we can't win anymore. For the good of the draft, that we haven't participated in the first round for three seasons now, you can't win anymore, right? So things changed, priorities changed. But I don't know that I look at that and go, well, they're going to have better quarterback play, because if they were going to have better quarterback play, they would have settled on who that quarterback was going to be by now.
I understand it's a big question, but the same way we're forecasting, like, well, all these teams are going to be good because of what they did last year, I think it's fair to do the same thing hypothetically with somebody like Flacco and be like, well, we know what Joe Flacco looks like in this offense, and it was pretty good football.
I'm not in sports talk radio to be fair. I don't think we need to be fair about any of it. I think you need to have an opinion based in something other than, well, maybe it'll happen.
My opinion's based off of NFL history, though, where we see this happen all the time. Teams get off to slow starts. Teams that aren't good are good one year and then not as good the next year. There's always that list of teams that it's like,
just factoring everyone else. I'm talking about the Browns. Are the only one that can control this equation.
Yeah, that's I get it. I'm talking specific to like the schedule though, where we're sitting here saying like these games are we because we made it into a boogeyman. We act like the gist of these games are just completely unwinnable. Like, we've written it off as like the Browns have absolutely no shot. But then we also talk about how the Browns are more talented than what people are giving them credit for. So which is it? Are they more talented than people are giving them credit for? Or maybe they can hang with these teams? Or are these teams just going to steamroll them for the first 6 weeks of the season because they're just that much better than everybody? That's where I'm at with it. It's like, they might still lose a bunch of these games. Maybe they split them and they go 3-3. Maybe they get two of them. I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong and all these teams that we're projecting are going to be good again are going to be good again. But year to year, so much changes, and I'm just not going to subscribe to this beginning portion of the schedule being like this boogeyman that the Browns can't possibly navigate at all if I'm at least operating under the premise that I think they're going to be more competitive than even Vegas and all these people are giving them credit for in terms of their win total.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.